Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meghan Markle's father, Thomas Markle, has gone to the press again and revealed a handwritten letter showing really the true mess this relationship is between she and her father. And of course, he has his whole side of the story. And I know it's answering some questions, and that's coming up in your pop news.
It's all dads do. It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix, live from the Kessler's Diamond Center Studios. Thanks for having us on this morning. All right. Lay it on us.
Well, it's a 5-page handwritten letter, and it was in August. So if it was in August, that means it was long after their wedding that they had in the spring.
Yeah.
And this is when she's reaching out to him, and she basically is saying, you're lying to the media. Stop doing that. If we want to connect, let's connect in private. My number hasn't changed. You don't call. You don't text. Yet you say that you have. Stop talking bad about my husband. Stop believing these lies that my half-sister, who she says she barely even knows, Samantha, is telling about me. And she goes on to say, you know, you're going down this rabbit hole. You've created this web of lies. Stop it. So now Thomas Markle is coming back.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is saying, this isn't true. I have been texting. I have been calling. I have been trying to get a hold of you. And I am not trying to make money, even though I could have made $600,000. So he knows the amount he could have made.
The problem is the international code. I mean, sure, he's texting her, but it's not going through. That's probably the issue.
Well, but her friends went to People magazine. Her friends, Meghan Markle's friends, went to People magazine, and they said her number hasn't changed. He's not getting a hold of her. But then he sat in an interview, pulled up what he claimed was her number, put it on speakerphone, and said this number is no longer in service. So what is the truth here?
This guy...
Producer Dave, I know you have big opinions on this.
Man, one of the biggest clowns I feel like I've seen or heard about, or just like everything he does is so clearly for attention. Although he's saying, I just want to get our relationship together. He's clearly doing it for the attention. Like you said, you know, he said, I could have been making a bunch of money, but I didn't. He said, I only did 2 interviews, even though I could have done a bunch. Only doing 2, you should do 0. This is your daughter. You shouldn't put this out in public media for everyone to see your guys' problems, right? Like, he said, he straight up said, this is a quote, he went on Piers Morgan, because you guys don't respond to me.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. He's got to go to the press in order to...
Why, as a father, do you do that to your daughter then?
Because she's not talking to him.
So, Radar, your daughter...
She wants to talk to him.
Here's the situation, Radar. Here you go. Your daughter stops talking to you.
I'll let Dave talk
first. She goes to college. Your daughter stops talking to you for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
She's a college softball player. Uh-huh. And you haven't talked to her for a while. So what? Are you going to go to the press in Minnesota and say, my daughter has not spoken to me since she moved here. I would really like to talk to my daughter and see some of her softball games.
Why not? And maybe he, Thomas Markle, should go to the palace and knock on the door. I've said this like forever. Knock on
this
the door
guy.
Rather
His
than trying to call.
Doesn't allow him to do that.
He's gonna have
That's
to find a
thing.
Way. He's gonna have to find a way to do that.
It's clear. It is clear that now he's gone to the media again with the letter. That this is beyond repair. As sad as it's beyond, because she has said in the letter, stop it. Reach out to me. Let's deal with this in private. And he won't.
And then he still goes to the media after that letter.
Somebody needs to tell him to first dial 011 and then the 44.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.